We're going to continue the hour by talking about an event that's coming up this weekend. Sunday, June 19th is Juneteenth, of course. And on that day, you can head to the Hargraves Community Center on Roberson Street for the second annual Chapel Hill Carborough Juneteenth celebration. 2 to 6 p.m., kids' activities, food trucks, live performances, and a Black-owned small business fair as well. We're joined in the studio by a couple of special guests to talk about that. First of all, Reverend Robert Campbell. You know him well from the Rogers U. Banks Neighborhood Association. Reverend Campbell, thank you so much for being with us today, as always.
Thank you for allowing us to have this opportunity to speak about our event coming up on June the 19th.
And we're
the Juneteenth celebration is an opportunity to bring forth our talent, young people that is pursuing their dreams and the things they like to do. Our celebration is more about the liberty to dream and to create those dreams to come into reality. And Juneteenth is going to be a door opening for our participant, Kaylee. And so we have that opportunity to speak about those things.
And we're also joined in the studio by Kaylee McLean, who is a rising seventh grader, is that now correct?
Yes.
Officially, at Smith's Middle School, who's got a new culinary business called Kaylee's Kitchen Creations, going to be on hand at the Hargraves Community Center for the Juneteenth celebration as well. Kaylee, thank you for being here in the studio today as well. Good morning.
You're welcome.
So let's talk about, first of all, the event itself. And Reverend Campbell, we'll start with you. What exactly will it entail? Folks go to the Hargraves Center on Sunday. What will they see?
Well, hopefully it will entail some history, tell about what Juneteenth is all about, but at the same time showcase some of the talents of the people that lives and working around Chapel Hill and Carborough. I do know one of the performance would be Mickey Hamilton. A lot of people know him by the name of Mickey Mills and Steel. He is excellent on the steel drum, but he also going to have the design projects with him that will be performing and singing and with reggae music as well as African dance. Oh. We're going to have different varieties of food trucks from seafood to I think there's going to be some barbecue there, but I'm not sure. But those are the things that is going to be happening. We're going to have a different music group there as well. But most of all, is just to bring the community together, to unite around events that will create the bond that we need for our society to continue to grow and preserve our young people.
And of course, all in commemoration and celebration of the Juneteenth holiday, what should folks know about the history?
Oh, yes. It came about, you know, that when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1853, it did not cross around the United States itself. People in Texas did not find out about it until 1865, and which means that that almost a year and a half, those that was enslaved did not realize that the Emancipation Proclamation had come to actually help free them and bring them liberty. Why this is so important? Because we need to celebrate the opportunity of the hope that we are free. We are able to pursue our dreams and be creative and become productive people within our society. So long have we been enslaved, but now we have the opportunity to take advantage of the Emancipation Proclamation and move forward and even get paid for the skills that we have and the skill that we've been taking advantage of by those that enslaved us. So we are trying to create an atmosphere where we are standing equally for opportunity to perform, an opportunity to educate, an opportunity to help build America.
Speaking with Reverend Robert Campbell, we're also joined in the studio by Kaylee McLean, a middle school student at Smith Middle School going into seventh grade next school year, and already the founder of Kaylee's Kitchen Creations, which is going to be on hand at the event on Sunday, June 19th. Kaylee, tell us about Kaylee's Kitchen Creations. How did it get started?
Well, it got started by, I just like to bake and cook. And so my mom was like, Well, you should have your own business.
Awesome. And what's your culinary background? You're kind of working around a couple of allergies, right?
Yes. I'm allergic to peanuts and cherries.
So all of the stuff that you're making is also working around those allergies too, I assume?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make it harder? Does it make it more challenging, more fun?
Well, it kind of makes it challenging and fun at the same time.
Yeah. What do you want to do with the business? Build it, grow it?
Oh, well, yes, I want to build it and grow it.
Awesome. What do you want to do like in life? Do you want to continue on and go to culinary school, things like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that your dream?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So how long has Kaylee's Kitchen Creations been around?
2 years.
2 years? Has it grown since you started or?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part about it?
I like to see people eating and telling it so good.
Cool. So what are some of the things that you make?
I'll be making cookies, cupcakes, brownies, cakes, dry cakes, and cake pops.
Awesome. And all that's going to be on sale at the Hargrave Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Where else can people find you or your food if they can't maybe make it out to this particular event? Where else can they find you?
Well, they could call it Rogersville Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be there most of the time.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Kaylee McLean, Kaylee's Kitchen Creations is the business going to be on hand regularly at the Rogers Road Community Center, and then a special event Sunday, June 19th, Juneteenth, at the Hargraves Community Center. This is the second annual Chapel Hill Carbaro Juneteenth celebration. Again, 2 to 6 p.m. Everyone's invited. It's going to be a lot of activity, a lot of fun, a commemoration of some really important history as well. Back to Reverend Robert Campbell. Other things that folks should know about this particular event or about goings on in the community beyond?
Well, yes, we'll be moving from the Juneteenth celebration on the 19th to the open house at the Rogers Road Community Center. Kaylee will also be producing some of her eateries for everyone to sample. The Rogers Road Community Center will be reopening and we'll begin to start doing our summer enrichment program. But one of the things that Kaylee didn't talk about, she also helped with preparing the meals for the young people who attend our after school and our summer enrichment camp.
Awesome.
And so finding out the skills that she had, you know, of course we had to invite her into the kitchen to help us prepare the meals. And the thing about it, she becomes so good that that the young people is always waiting to try something new. And so we're pushing her out there for her to pursue her dream.
I'm looking forward to trying it. Again, it's going to be Sunday, June 19th, 2 to 6 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center on Roberson Street. Second annual Chapel Hill Carbaro Juneteenth celebration. Everyone's invited out that afternoon. And if you want more about the Rogers Road Community Center, that's the Rena Community Center, R-E-N-A. Go to renacommunitycenter.com for more on that. Reverend Robert Campbell, Kaylee McLean, thank you both so much for being with us today.
We thank WCHL for allowing us to bring this message to the community. And thank you so much for what you do.